Are drugs a problem for someone you know? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from steeredstraight.org with Michael DeLeon, who helps drug addicts overcome their addictions.
I think when it comes to being a problem for someone that I know, it's really a big issue. I think not only in my family that where I saw it happen, but in America, where we can all possibly say, well, I know someone who was addicted to drugs or a friend
of mine.
In my family, we didn't have anyone who was addicted to drugs up until my aunt died. And that's when my cousins needed something, I believe, to help them cope with the pain.
And losing their mother.
They ended up on drugs and then couldn't get off them. They were addicted.
Well, drug addiction is interesting because not just interesting, it's horrible. But I don't think anyone says, you know, they don't wake up and say, I'm going to be a drug addict today. I'm going to, you know, that is the destiny of my life, to become drug addicted, to overdose on drugs. Come on, who says that?
Right.
But it does happen.
Yeah.
And sometimes people scratch their heads and say, why? Is it just because they're weak people? Is it because, you know, it's genetic? Why is it? Well, I think the Bible gives a really good explanation here. It says in the book of Romans chapter 7, verses 18, it says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find. For the good that I will to do, I do not do, but the evil I will not to do, that I practice. And, you know, Paul's talking about in the Bible where we end up sometimes doing the things that we don't want to do. And that is the agenda of the enemy, which is the devil, where we find some hurt or something happens and we have to fill it with something. And we end up on a path that we never planned for our lives.
And you know, we've had guests on the show before, and they'll say that drugs are the devil's candies. And it's really an enticing thing for young people a lot of times to ditch school, try, you know, get high. Oh, it's not going to affect me. And even I know.
It's just fun.
It's just doing this. I remember when I was younger, before I knew the Lord, I smoked pot and I thought, oh, this stuff's not doing anything to me. It doesn't even faze me until someone laced it with acid.
Oh, man.
And I promise you, at that moment, I was crying out to God, like, please get me out of this, because it was a scary thing. And that is the scary thing. When somebody has something happen to them in this drug, you never know what will happen chemically to a person and long-term effects if there's an addiction or, you know, overdose.
Huge long-term effects. But see, for you, it didn't feel good at that moment for whatever reason. Thank God, right? But for a lot of people, it does feel good. And it's it mimics a part of our bodies, these chemicals that basically help us bear with pain. But how do you get free?
Right.
And some people say, well, you know, religion has no real purpose, but I'd say more so Jesus has the power to set people free from all drug addiction.
Yeah, and the pain that they think that they're overcoming, they're really just clouding it with a pill or an addiction.
Right.
It's not really helping them to overcome, but Jesus can set them free. So let's hear from Michael after the break.
Colorado Christian University College of Adult and Graduate Studies presents Hope Fest 2017, Saturday, June 10th at Centennial Park Amphitheater. Tickets are just $39 and are on sale at www.thehopefest.com. Less than 5,000 tickets are available, so get them while you can. One day, one stage, 10 huge bands, and 5,000 of your closest friends. Hope Fest 2017.
Did you know that we have a way for you to win free tickets to Hope Fest? This week, we're giving away 2 free tickets to 1 lucky winner. Call us to enter to win the drawing. Our number is 877-480-4477. That's 877-480-4477. We'll be speaking at Hope Fest, and we'd love to meet you at our Real Life Radio Show booth. Hope to see you there. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
We have Michael De Leon with us, who has a ministry called Steered Straight, and we're going to talk to him about how he overcame drug addiction, and now he has a ministry to help others. Let's welcome to the show, Michael. Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me back on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Now tell me about how many years were you addicted to drugs?
So 8 years of drug addiction, gang involvement, criminal involvement, 8 pretty solid years. And I ended up in prison. I went to prison for 5 years, got out. I was good for about 10 months. And I was put on prescription medication after an accident and led back to a whirlwind of drug addiction, heroin and cocaine again for about a year and a half, and then back to prison for 7 more years. So in the beginning of 2007, I got out of prison and I knew that God was opening up the doors of hell to let me out so I could serve him and be the solution instead of the problem. So I wanted to become a drug counselor and I went back to school to get my certificate. About 5 years ago, I lost 4 of my kids on my caseload to an overdose, and they died. I went to 4 funerals of an 18-year-old girl, a 19-year-old boy, a 22-year-old girl, and a 23-year-old boy. And I said, this has got to stop. These are great kids. Why did they end up on heroin? Why did they end up on meth? And listen, this has got to be my mission. And so I literally left my full-time job. I quit being a counselor. And I took this on full time, and it became a 7-day-a-week mission. Holidays, weekends, whenever schools are not in session, I'm in a juvenile detention center, a treatment program, a county jail, a state prison, church, a community event, somewhere where I can talk to people, not only tell them my story, but I want to help people understand what really did it for me. I had religion as a kid. I had addiction develop because of my failure to open up my mouth and share about my childhood traumas and ask for help and counseling. And I should have done a lot, but I didn't. I found myself completely hooked on drugs. In 2002, when I went back to prison, I'm drug-free since 2002. I was clean in prison. I didn't do drugs in prison. Sometimes people say that doesn't count because you were in prison. Trust me, you can get drugs in prison if you want to. But when I got out of prison in 2007, I said, I'm going to be part of the solution instead of the problem. So I know there's a lot of schools of thought, and I know there's a lot of theories. And, you know, what works for one person might not work for the other, and so on and so forth. And I don't judge, disparage, speak negatively of any program. And the 12-step fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous got me on a path in prison so I could start to understand my addiction, understand the choices that I was making that involved drugs. But in that program, there's a step 12, having had a spiritual awakening, it says. And I really had a spiritual awakening. And I realized that Jesus Christ could deliver me from anything, and he can. He delivered me from addiction. The only thing that made sense about my childhood trauma and the pain I had in my life and the things that happened to me, the only thing that answered the questions that I had, the only thing that put it all together was Jesus Christ. Wow. When I gave up my will, when I gave up my goals, my agenda, and I started trusting that Jesus Christ had an agenda for me. There's a saying in the rooms that says, let go and let God. So a lot of us let go, but few of us let God. We let go to anti-anxiety medication, antidepressant medication. We let go to pain medication. We let go to alcohol. We let go to cigarettes. We let go to vices. We let go to pornography. But we don't let God fill in the void. I had a void in my heart, in my soul, but the hole was God-shaped. And once I fill that hole with God, everything in my life makes sense and everything in my life has meaning. My passion has met my purpose.
Yes. Tell me about your purpose with Steered Straight. How do you help people and how can they get a hold of you if they need to get freedom like you got?
So SteeredStraight.org, S-T-E-E-R-E-D, SteeredStraight.org is our website, and our phone number is on there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If someone wants to call us, we can help people find treatment from addiction. I work with the best treatment centers in the country, and I always tell people, if you want the best treatment, you get the best insurance. Make sure you have the best insurance. But if people don't have insurance, they're indigent, poor, whatever, homeless, I don't care. my wife and I will get anybody into treatment. We never stop until we get someone into treatment. There's plenty of resources around the country. I have the best educational and awareness program for churches, for students, for schools, Steered Straight programs. They can come right to our website, steeredstraight.org. I want to bring this program into schools. It's a secular program for schools. Unless they allow me to be a little bit Christian, I can talk about my faith. But obviously, I respect schools and the secular environment, but we sneak God in and give him the glory because he's the only reason that we're able to do this.
Amen.
RecoveryArmy.com. I have people's video testimonies that I've shared all around the country. And I just want to inspire people to share those videos, to watch those videos, because these are real people being delivered. And I have 3 documentary movies that I made. And my 4th one is called Higher Power. And it's about the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, and how he delivered me from my addiction.
Praise God. So if anyone wants to get a hold of you, they can go to steeredstraight.org. And I know there's parents listening who are saying, I need to get my kid into this program. Or there are people who are listening that are addicted and they're like, send me. So if that's you and you're listening, go to steeredstraight.org where they can give you the resources you need. And we're talking to Michael DeLeon, who was addicted to heroin and to opioids and all kinds of drugs, and God supernaturally set him free. And now he's doing great things in your life. And so we just thank you, Michael, for sharing your story with us and your ministry. If you also want to look at some videos, it's recoveryarmy.com. So you can get a hold of Michael. Thanks so much for being with us, Michael.
Man, thank you so much for having us. So appreciative. Thank you.
Yes, God bless you.
Right now I'm just sensing the word is to believe again. It's to understand that we always turn to this. We always let go to this, let go to that. Right now is a time to let go to God and see the miraculous power of God be released in our nation and our world today. And I'm just so excited to hear from Steered Straight, because God is the one who steers us from wayward paths back on to being on the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. It's possible
to
live a godly life. It's possible to have a redeemed life after such huge atrocities.
Yeah.
So Lord God, we thank you for that possibility. Clothe us now.
Yes,
give
God.
Us the power from on high, the power of the Holy Spirit to everywhere we go, that we'd be able to triumph and desecrate the power of the enemy, to desecrate the power of addiction in people's lives. So Lord God, give us the tools, give us the understanding. Help so many of us to get in contact with Steered Straight, Lord God, if there's somebody that we can refer to this ministry. So Father, we ask for this in Jesus' mighty name, and we give you the glory.
Amen. And just know that you are not too far from the hands of God. I just sense someone needs hope, and this is your hope. He's calling out to you. God bless you all. You're listening to Real Life.